This podcast is brought to you by Recycle Human Sanitary Pad. For more details, please log in to www.bleedmenomore.com. Thank you for tuning in to our first and only English edition of SSS Podcast. Alright, today's episode is quite special. We're going to sing throughout the show because I think sometimes we need to just let our head down and, you know, shook sendiri like the Malay say. If you have not known the meaning of shook sendiri, it means simply just let go and be yourself and express in the form of what you're comfortable with. In my case, I like to perform silly songs, and it might be silly to me, but it might be music to your ears, or it might be nonsense to most of our listeners here. All right, without further ado, let's have a listen to my take on Desert Rose. Enjoy, guys.
memory. I dream of garden in the desert sun, waking feeling away. I dream of love as time runs through my head. I dream of fire healing, healing. Those dreams that time to hush and will never die. And yet the flames healing, healing. The shadows fade, the shame of a man desire. Is there the road healing, healing? He shall fulfill the secret promise. Is there the flower healing, healing? No sweet perfume ever torture you more than. She turns, healing, healing. This way she moving, the logic of my dream. This fire burns, healing, healing. I realize there's nothing as it seems. I dream of rain, healing, healing. I dream of gardens in the desert sand.
That is Desert Rose, a cover from DDC, a song made popular by The Sting. Not The Sting, by Mr. Sting. I don't know who's The Sting is. Okay, a former singer from The Police. Yeah. Simply known as Sting, not The Sting. That's another character from WWC. Okay, how appropriate. A song from Middle East, or I would say a song influenced by the Middle East music. Okay, and you know that SSS always feature fairy tales from all over the world, especially from medieval days. So Aladdin fall into one. Yeah, Aladdin is a well-known children fairy tale. Back in my time, when there's nothing to look forward, there's no internet, there's no YouTube, so the only story we are exposed to are probably cartoons from Disney Channel, and there's no Disney Channel. There's only morning cartoons, and we will wake up early, unlike these days when kids wake up like in the afternoon after watching late night movie or maybe. YouTube, or I don't know what they are doing, playing games, I guess. So back then, we are only exposed to books. Yeah, sound a bit nerdy, yeah, but that's how our entertainment is. If there's no comic books, we watch cartoons, and then if there's no cartoon, we go to the longkang. Longkang is the drains that we fish for guppies and probably any weird stuff that we find, frogs, maybe tadpoles just to entertain our daily routine during the school holidays. Okay, without further ado, maybe we'll sing another Middle Eastern song, since today's topic is about Middle East fairy tale story. I'm going to share with you the story of Aladdin right after this song. So enjoy. It's called Genie in a Bottle.
You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give away. Baby, baby, baby. Ooh, 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 ooh. My body saying let's go. Ooh, 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 ooh. But my heart saying no. If you wanna be with me, baby, that's the price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You gotta rub me the right way. If you wanna be with me, I can make your wish come true. You gotta make me the big impression. I gotta like what you do. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Gotta rub me the right way, honey. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come, come, come on, Ellen. Oops.
Sorry, this song is a bit inappropriate for younger listeners. What is this? You got to rub me the right way before I can come out? I mean, and they emphasized the lyric by saying, come, 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 come out. You see how big I am. What? Oh, man. Song these days. But that song is back in the 1990s. The Malay say, Jin dalam botol. Okay. Okay. The backstory of this song is actually inspired by a well-known Middle Eastern fairy tale titled Aladdin. Aladdin has a very evil, greedy uncle by the name of Kasim. Kasim is a magic sorcerer, a powerful magic sorcerer who sold his soul to the devil, okay? And he discovered that there's a powerful entity which is also known as the genie. In Islamic context, we call them as jinn. Jinn and shaitan, they are like almost brothers and sisters. They are almost like siblings. Almost similar. Basically, Shaitan came from the same race of jinn, right? As you all know, in Bible and in Quran, they became Satan after they refused to bow to Adam, right? So, in Aladdin, the genie is trapped in, not in a bottle, but in a lamp. So what happened is Kasim decided to retrieve the lamb and he couldn't enter this particular place because it's too dangerous. So he got his nephew to retrieve the lamb for him. And the lamb is a very beautiful yet mystical item, which is very precious in that particular area. So the moment Aladdin took the lamb, the whole cave actually collapsed, and Aladdin tried to run for his life, but unfortunately, the uncle did not want to save Aladdin, and Aladdin became a bit angry and decided not to give the lamb to the uncle. So the story goes, the uncle became upset and left Aladdin in the tunnel to die, so he thought. But Aladdin found a way to get out of the trap cave by unintentionally rubbing onto the lamb on the next day, and he discovered a big blue gigantic entity appear right in front of his eyes. But the true story is the big powerful entity, which is called the genie, wanted to eat Aladdin up, but Aladdin came out with a very cunning way of trying to trick the genie into not eating him. So what he did was he shouted and replied to the genie, "Who are you?" He said in a puzzled way, "I am the genie, the most powerful being in the world." Then Aladdin replied by saying, "I don't believe you. I don't think you're so powerful. How can you be trapped in that lamb? If you are very powerful, you'll be able to go out of the lamb by your own." "Yeah, you don't believe me. I'm a powerful being. I can enter any building, any hole I want." "Then prove to me," Aladdin says. So the genie, being a genie who's being very boastful and egoistic, go back into the lamb. So what Aladdin did, Aladdin covered the hole and the genie couldn't come out. And the genie pleaded to Aladdin, "Please let me out, please let me out. I'll give you anything you want. I'll grant you 3 wishes. I promise not to eat you." So Aladdin said to the genie, "Okay, very well. You must be a man of your word." Okay, for a genie, actually a genie, nobody should trust a genie, but for story wise, the genie was very honorable, and Aladdin managed to convince the genie to be somebody who honor his words. So he did. So he granted Aladdin 3 wishes. So the first wish was to get out of the cave. So he made Aladdin and himself away, got him away from the area, and they were rescued to a place away from the particular area. They are safely somewhere around the desert. I don't know where they are. Okay, then the second wish, Aladdin wanted to be rich and powerful because he fell in love with somebody by the name of Jasmine. So he wanted to become a rich prince. So the genie granted him his last wish. That second wish. So the genie pestered him for his last wish. "You had your second wish. Now I want my third wish." But in Disney fairy tale, his last wish was to make the genie mortal again, right? Mortal again. But in actual fact, his last wish in the real story of Aladdin, which is also a folk tale back in Middle East, was that the genie got his last wish and was freed. That's all. Kasim, the uncle, didn't came into the picture and didn't end up as a genie. That's to make the story more interesting in Disney movie. But that didn't happen. Okay, thank you for listening. We'll end the show with another song. Probably a song by Aladdin. All right, good night, Neil. We end the show with SSS Podcast Stinger. Enjoy, guys.